Mr. Clean.
Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight we're going to talk about a woman who cheated on her husband who was good to her, and they were religious, and they waited for marriage before being together. And you know, the reason why I wanted to do this video is because a lot of you guys say, hey, you know what, man, get a conservative woman. Get a woman that hasn't had any partners ever. That's my baseline, zero. Get a woman that's religious. Okay, you've done all three. And, well, same results. Now, this may not be the case in all cases. But, well, this may not be the way it is in all cases. And, yes, your odds are better. Than the more partners you have in your life, the odds stack up heavily, like the divorce rates go up massively. So I'm not poo-pooing that. I'm not saying that you shouldn't do it. I would say, yes, the lower the number of partners that a person has had, both men and women, before marriage, but especially women, before marriage, the better the chances are of marriage. And a lot of times, I will even say, depending on the religion, of course, but a lot of people that say, hey, I have a religious background, and I know people that have been married very long times that have religious backgrounds, and they were each other's first partner. However, that doesn't mean that one of the people doesn't step out on you. The other risk is that what happens if you're not compatible in the bedroom and one person is dissatisfied? That can happen too, and that's what happened in this relationship. Let me get recording. This is from Reddit, and it's a good story. The thing is, I actually agree with her that she should have left him and divorced him because they were still in their 20s, and you should have just called it quits. But instead, because of, well, social excuse, what'll people think of me, and family excuse, what'll the family think of, and religion, oh, it's, you know, the church will shun me. Okay, will the church shun you more for deciding to get divorced because you weren't compatible, or that you stepped outside of the marriage and you were with somebody other than your husband? I'd say they're probably both guilty. So she definitely jumps through some hoops. And the worst part is this guy was a great husband other than their incompatibility in the bedroom. So let's read. It says, I cheated. My husband, 27 male, and I don't know what LL and HL means. So if you guys know what that means, some of these acronyms on Reddit, I'm just like, I got nothing. My husband, 27 male, and I, 28 female, have been married for 6 years. They did it right. 22 years old, both the big V, never been touched by an outside person, at least all the way. And they got married. Hey, normally this is where I would clap and say, congrats, you're doing it right. But it sounds like maybe they didn't touch each other at all. Maybe they didn't realize that they were on different levels of how often they wanted intimacy. But that can happen. That can happen. Intimacy between my husband and I has never been normal. We are both religious, so we waited until we were married to have it. On our wedding night, he was like, not as good as he thought it would be, and a lot of work. Oh, my. Yeah, it's not a lot of work if you enjoy it, and not as good as he thought it would be. So hey, here you go, guys. Now, maybe he took care of business himself as a young man, which most of us did. And maybe when he watches some of these crazy videos out on the web, they can oftentimes look like, wow, that's really cool. Try to get somebody to do some of these things in person can be very awkward, and it may not feel as good as you think it is when you're looking at this. I've seen some weird stuff. But it says, anyway, he says a lot of work. He struggled through it during our honeymoon because that's what you're supposed to do on a honeymoon. We have had many fights and many tears over his disinterest in intimacy. After a lot of talking and reading up on it, we determined most likely he's asexual. He's asexual, not into it. This is where right now you need to address the problem. And this should have been a discussion. Maybe if you are definitely going to get married, or that's the plans, I would say, hey, if this is who you think you love and you plan to get married and have a lavish wedding and do all this stuff and want to have kids someday, this is a case where you don't want to get a, you don't ever want to buy a cow or what is it? You don't buy a cow when you get the milk for free. But if you've never tasted milk before, you may not want the cow or the milk. That's my only point here. So, you know, in some cases, maybe this isn't the best way to go. She says, 2 years ago, I got very ill. I nearly died. He was with me in the hospital each day by my bedside. He was a great partner. He supported me. He helped me in the shower when I could barely stand. He helped me organize all of my medications. Thanks to life-saving surgery, I'm healthy now. During the approximate 2 years period that I was sick, my intimacy drive fell dramatically, but it was still higher than his. When I was healthy, I wanted it every day.
Any time of day. She was like, yeah, let's go.
So I wanted it every day. Sorry, I'm poking with my soundboard here. But when I was ill, I only wanted it one or two times per week. But I did, and he didn't apparently want it at all. He said he didn't have the energy. I didn't have the energy to fight about it. We would go months without it. Okay, this is where you have to because without intimacy, with if a man does not want to do it, he may support her, he may love her, but without that animalistic drive, I feel for her. I genuinely feel for her because I was in a intimacy-less relationship and it sucks. But I had, and I had a high drive. But when it's like, can we please maybe this month? And when you're married, you kind of have to go at it with, can we please do it this month? Or you have to go at it as, look, we need to have a divorce and I need to move. And that's ultimately what happened to me. So this poor woman, and I say at this point, she's still a poor woman. This is where you have the conversation of, look, this is not where, you're a great person, but we're more like friends. We're not, and you're a great guy, great, you've cared for me so well, but we're more like friends. Because if a woman is not like, oh, I want him to do me, and he does me, and I'm happy, she's going to look elsewhere for that. Just like a guy would. If a guy's not getting it, as much as he loves the wife and the kids, he's going to step out and get it too. So I'm not saying there's any, you know, man versus woman here that's right or wrong. But where she goes wrong is finding an excuse to cheat. And here's why I have such a problem with cheating. Cheating is lying. Cheating is hiding. Cheating is sneaky. Cheating is dirty. If you just, and this is why I say to men, man up. If it's not working for you, step up and say, this isn't working for me. She says, now I'm well again. I've gotten active, participating in dance and aerobics classes, and my stamina and drive has returned. One of the instructors of my dance class is attractive, funny, and kind. He and I developed a friendship over the past year. At first, he would invite me and my husband out and I to breweries or over to his apartment whenever he had people over. But my husband would decline as my husband is not a very social person, so I would go alone. This is something else you should have figured out before you get married. I'm a social butterfly. He likes to stay home. I like to stay home. He likes to go out. That is an incompatibility. One person's going to want to be ramming the road where you're going to meet other people. You may be married, but you're meeting them as a single unit. You're a single person. And the other person's at home. The person at home is almost always going to be left behind because the person that's out there and that's the social butterfly likes to meet people and likes to interact with people. And there at some point is going to be attraction and chemistry. Not always, but again, here's another story explaining this. My friendship with my instructor grew to the point where I was texting him every day. I eventually confided in him that my husband was not sleeping with me. He was shocked and very sad for me, and for the first time in a long time, I felt like someone saw me. Didn't see her as a person, saw her as an attractive woman. Now, this is where you say, I am now attracted to someone else. This is where you say, okay, we need to have a divorce like this, because you cannot coax someone into attraction. You cannot talk them into attraction. You cannot convince them into attraction. Now you can convince your wife to let you sleep with her more. You can convince your husband to sleep with you more, but it doesn't mean they want to do it. It doesn't mean they're looking forward to it. It doesn't mean it's going to be top energy. It doesn't mean there's going to be chemistry. It's just kind of doing the physical act. I don't know about you, I can eat a salad. And if it's a salad I don't especially like, I'll still eat it because it's healthy. But I'm a lot more excited to eat a bowl of ice cream with chocolate syrup and whipped cream and cherries on top. You can do one, but you love to do the other, if you get what I mean. She says, in the meantime, and so that's where she should have called it right there. In the meantime, my husband finally, after years of me pleading, agreed to go to counseling with me, but it was delayed for 3 months due to the bug. So we waited. In the meantime, my relationship with my instructor grew, and that's her fault. And it's not her fault for having the feelings. It's her fault for letting it happen and not ending things. We developed feelings for each other. One night, I went over to his apartment for a dinner party, and I stayed later than everyone else. That's the moment she had already decided to sleep with him. Now, if they had a dinner party and the husband wasn't into it, and he said, "Nah, I'm just not at social, you know me, I'm going to stay home," and she said, I'm going to the party anyway, knowing that her husband was waiting at home, she could have just said, "Oh, thanks, everybody, had a great time, thank you, Mr. Yoga or dance instructor, whatever, I got to go home to the husband." Nope. She decided, she knew the moment everybody started filtering out in her head was, "I'm going to stick around. I'm going to see what happens, and I want this to happen." We sat on the couch together, and he stroked my leg lightly with the back of his hand. It was the most erotic thing I had ever happened to me in 6 years. I felt alive. I felt feelings that I thought I'd never feel again. And I understand that. I was in this marriage. However, you have to leave them. He and I had a long conversation, and we agreed to become intimate with each other, and it was mind-blowing, especially after going so long without anyone else desiring me. We're now having it almost every weekend and some weekdays, going multiple rounds, enjoying different clothing and different things. I now feel like a young, attractive woman again. I feel worthy of attention and desire and longing. Butterflies, excitement. She's getting her needs fulfilled, and again, I still don't blame her, but I do blame her on not ending the relationship. Because you guys out there, I've been in this position. I've been in this relationship before. I have, when temptation was the point that I was like, that's it, this is gonna happen. And I was married at the time. And it was becoming loveless, and it was her that was like this guy, which was, all right, just get it over with, because like American Idol is on. Make it quick. And you go, oh, this is not what I signed up for. Like, the physical part can happen occasionally, but this isn't the energy level I want. This isn't the interest level I want. It makes me feel unattractive. It makes me feel gross. I was this woman. The only difference is when I was talking to other women and I realized that I had the opportunity to make it happen, I went home with her. I had the talk. We agreed over the course of about 2 days of talking about this to get divorced. Now, we hadn't filed yet, and I was still living there. I said, I'll make arrangements to find someplace else to live. So, you know, and I'll pack my stuff and get out. And when she was in agreement and we were on board that it was going to be a divorce, then I went out and got some. Now, were we completely divorced yet? No. Would it have bothered her that I went out and got some? I don't know. But we had already agreed it was over, and I was packing stuff and looking for another place to live. Was it perfect? No. But we had agreed it was over. And that's the big thing. That's the big thing that so many people live out. Because what bothers me about this is he's still at home loving her while she's getting pile-drived by a dance instructor. He's at home saying, oh, I miss my wife. I can't wait till she gets here. I'm cooking dinner for her. Like, that's sneaky, and that bothers me so much. I know if I came clean about it to my husband, he'll be ridiculously understanding. That means that he's in the friend zone, that he's a provider, that he makes her life easier, but she's not giving him anything. And he doesn't, maybe he doesn't want anything. Maybe he should just be alone. Maybe he's not comfortable being alone because he hasn't all the wise wisdom that we bachelors put out there about being happy by yourself. She says he'll want to forgive me and move forward with a relationship, but he'll also likely say, I can't talk to my instructor anymore, and I don't want to stop being friends with him or stop my dance classes because they bring me so much joy. Also, she didn't write this. Also, she doesn't want to, like, stop getting plowed by him. So it really boils down to, okay, he'll be supporting and he'll still love me, and he'll say he understands that I can be with him, provider, or I can enjoy my dance classes and get plowed by a dance instructor. I'm going to choose both because I can. He's so incredibly, wait, where did I leave off? My husband is making an effort with having more intimacy, but it's clear he does not enjoy it much and likely never will. Again, you can't talk somebody into enjoying it. He's so incredibly happy in our marriage, and he's proven himself to be a devoted partner, staying by my side, even when I was like really sick in the hospital. He's just a terrible lover. I feel so guilty for my affair, but I'm happier than I've been while I'm lying in my affair partner's arms. Lastly, if I were to consider a divorce, my church would never accept it. I know I'm already sinning in the eyes of my church by having an affair, but for now, it's a secret. If it comes out, I could lose all of my friends and my church community, and if I were divorced, I would have to leave my church if I ever wanted to marry again. In other words, if the church find out, that makes me look bad. If my friends find out, that makes me look bad. And I could lose my church and my community, and then everybody would dislike me. But I'll trash him and ruin what he thinks is our marriage, so I look good in the eyes of the community, but I can also sneak around and get this on the side, and I can also keep him as a husband. I win in all cases, except the poor guy that is. I feel lost and confused, and I'm not sure where to go from here. To edit, to add, my husband and I previously tried to get... Oh, I did not read this part, and I didn't know this. Imagine you're this guy. Edit to add. My husband and I previously tried to get pregnant for over a year and had no luck. That was before I got sick. So he is in the process of going through an infertility workup. But as for now, we have no kids and we may not be able to become pregnant, which has been very difficult for both of us. So not only did she cheat on him, not only did she lie, not only did he support her all the time that she's sick, and yes, she could have ended it, but then she could have gotten the kid with him and then later on decided to get it. And is she a good moral character that says, no, I will not take child support? Or would she say, nah, it's a little extra money for me? I mean, if she's not willing to come out in the eyes of her friends and the church and everything else, and she's willing to keep that secret, would she keep the rest secret to get that bucks? Maybe. Maybe. I don't know, guys. I wanted to read this, though, because I'm not saying this is all women. I'm not saying this is, but this is, you know, this is 50% of marriages end in divorce. This is what happens when you don't, when even if you say, I want a woman that's never been with somebody. I want a woman that's a churchgoer and that she's a good person and she's my first love and hey, go for it. And your odds are better, but it still doesn't give you any guarantees. And imagine this guy that either has a kid with a woman that's already cheating on him, or she gets preggers from the guy she's cheating with, and you think it's your kid, and you're like raising the kid, and it's not even yours, and she doesn't love you, and she's hiding a secret. It's too much. It's too much. Be honest. If things aren't working out for you, be honest. End it. Move on. No matter what other people think, no matter what society thinks, stop being a horrible person to the man that said he would marry you, or woman. Look, man, I had opportunities to cheat on my ex. I really did. Did I? No, not until you have the conversation. Then you can go out and feel guilt-free. Now, she'd caught me when I was out, you know, having my fun. It doesn't matter. We're already living in separate places. Or at least I would have done it over at the girl's place after we agreed to move on our separate ways. And then I can say, okay, she knows we're done. I'm going to go get some. Hey, not perfect, but it's better. You're not really cheating at that point. You're not lying. You're not telling her about it, but you're not going to be married. You've already agreed on the divorce. There's a lot of differences. And I'm not saying everything's black and white. There's a lot of gray, but there's better ways to do it. She did everything wrong. I'll leave the link down below if you want to read it and some of the responses. Some of the responses are crazy. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links below as always. If you have, thank you very much. The best way to support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Check out my latest videos. Check out my older videos. Oh, while I think of it, guys, those of you emailing me for advice or telling me your stories or letting me, hey, check out this video, thank you. I now have almost 10,000 emails in my backlogs, and there's probably no point I'll ever get to them. I have hundreds and hundreds of messages on my Instagram account. I can't make it through all of it. I'll still try to read them and poke open, so maybe if you send something in, I may happen to catch it. It's just too much. So understand that when you write to me, the odds of me being able to get it back or even read it are pretty slim now at this point. It's nothing on you. It's just my channel has grown so quickly that I just will probably never have an opportunity to get to most of it. Guys, I will leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. And remember, odds are better that if you choose a good partner, you will have better luck in a marriage, better luck in a relationship, better luck with everything. However, that is no guarantee. Divorce statistics are still statistics. 60-80% are filed by the women, 50% first marriage, 60-some-odd% second marriage, third marriage is like 75% or 80%. The stats are against you. Stats don't lie. So be smart when you decide to go down that path. If you do,